Wednesday, 8:10 p.m. in my bedroom. Okay, there's good news and some bad news. First, the good news. When I told Chloe and Zoe about how Brandon and I had found Holly and her puppies abandoned on the front step of Fuzzy Friends, they were super excited to help out. So this is our plan. Brandon will be keeping the dogs tonight. I'll have them tomorrow night. Chloe will have them Friday night. And Zoe will have them Saturday night. Then, on Sunday morning, we'll return the dogs to Fuzzy Friends so they can be placed in loving homes. Since Theodore Swagmire's family owns the Queasy Cheesy pizza chain, he volunteered a pizza delivery van and driver to transport the dogs anywhere we need to go. Okay, now for the bad news. Everything was going as planned until I ran into a big, fat, messy, totally unexpected complication. After dinner, I was helping my mom put dishes into the dishwasher. It was the perfect time to casually mention the dog situation. I told her that, due to a family emergency, a good friend of mine needed a pet sitter for his dog, Holly. Well, it was kind of true. Then I begged her to please let me keep the dog overnight on Thursday. Of course, I conveniently left out the part about the dog having 7 rambunctious puppies. I didn't want Mom to freak out over that very minor little detail. But after talking to her, it was me who totally freaked out. Honey, I really want to say yes, but we just got brand new carpet and furniture in the family room 2 weeks ago, so it's really bad timing. But maybe in a few months, okay? What? Her lame excuse about it being bad timing made no sense whatsoever. What does it matter if the dog has a little accident on the carpet tomorrow or 2 months from now? Either way, you just clean it up. Duh. Sorry, Mom, but if you let Brianna keep a pet overnight, then why can't I? It's not fair. Especially since I'm older, more mature, and 10 times more responsible than Brianna. Come on, she accidentally murdered poor Rover the fish by giving him a bubble bath, remember? Like, who does that? Mom, if you were an animal, which of these two people would you want to be your pet sitter? Please select the perfect pet sitter. Brianna, pet sitting Rover the fish. Me, pet sitting Holly the dog. I thought so. I rest my case. Mom, I don't want to keep Holly maybe in a few months. I want to keep her now. Who knows? I might be dead in a few months. So then you'll be at my funeral, sobbing your eyes out and rambling hysterically about how you'll never, ever forgive yourself for not letting me keep a pet overnight, especially after you let Brianna do it and she's a lot younger than me. So thank you, Mom, for completely ruining my life, endangering 8 innocent dogs, and giving me low self-esteem, which will probably require years of intensive therapy. Because you obviously love Brianna way more than you love me. I need to text Brandon and tell him the very bad news that my mom won't let me keep the dogs. He's going to be really disappointed. I feel horrible that I let him down like this. But right now I'm just too upset. I plan to spend the rest of the night just sitting on my bed in my pajamas, staring at the wall, sulking.